Happy New Year, Mr. McDougal here with Prosperity Series. This is part 17. This teaching is called Corrections. Okay, so the whole point of this Prosperity Series is me to give you wisdom on a silver platter from the highest most so you can apply these tangible things to all areas of your life and all of these culminations of everything I've given to you in 17 parts of Prosperity here. Will all directly, the sum total of everything you apply in your life will add up dramatically to your prosperity. And so let's just stick to the facts. I've got a couple announcements here. If you've been following along in this series, you are aware I've boldly declared I will run for Prime Minister in 2066, 40 years from now, once I've gained the favor of all Canadians. My name is Mr. McDougal. And it's my pleasure and honor to share this good news with you. Now, this teaching on corrections is very special to me in my walk with Jesus, okay? We all have different walks in our life. For example, in the Powerhouse Method, there's no one character walk through that's the same. With your Orca computers, every Orca computer is completely different. There's no one Orca computer that's the same. So become a member and get your Orca computer at orcacomputers.com. But this teaching, applying corrections, has the power to make you grow rapidly, and it will remove the pride from you. Now, one of the things that I've been special, I guess, or one of the things I've done that is weird, that is unorthodox, is my entire life. When I could learn from someone and apply. One reason why I've been so successful in sports is because how many coaches I've applied their teachings and their corrections. Same with my pastors and teachers and just all humans coming into my life. We all learn from one another. So applying these corrections is very important, but you got to understand the corrections you're getting from. This is coming from the kingdom of God. This is coming from a Christian energy source. These aren't evil suggestions. The suggestions Mr. McDougal is giving to you is going to directly impact your prosperity. So here we go. Addiction is a spirit attached to you, but God can detach the spirit of addiction from you. You can be addicted to prosperity, and God will sort you out, or you will live in a life of iniquity. But God can detach spirits inside of you in an instant. Do all God tells you. Don't cherry pick instructions. When God gives you a message, do it. Let go of your own understanding. It's literally that simple. But if you can just apply this as much as I've applied my entire life. I've been guided by Holy Spirit my entire life. I just thought it was my intuition. I didn't know how powerful this stuff was. So I've been applying God's corrections since the womb. Whether you give me a crooked eye or not, I will do what Holy Spirit tells me to do and say anyway. So a lot of times with my constituents, I get messages from the Holy Spirit and I have to, boom, communicate this message in it. The person receiving it, if they look at me weird and crooked-eyed, it's just, I'm still going to give you the message because it's my job. Don't think you know more than Jehovah. God is beyond the understanding of humans. Wise men know this. Be flexible when God tells you something. He's guiding you. There is a time limit on his instructions. Do it the same day. Delayed obedience is disobedience. God expects you to apply his voice the same day. He is easily guided. Some Christians burden the Holy Ghost with their lack of obedience. When you don't do what the Holy Spirit says, he will take you a step back from you and your destiny. When you listen and apply, Holy Spirit comes closer. Don't make it a tug of war with Jehovah. You will lose. To do what Holy Spirit says takes humility. Prideful will have casualty with God, but the meek will have reverence to God's voice. Do not take the voice in a casual manner. Apply the voice when you are told to do something because it's important for your growth and development and your prosperity. Having urgency with God when God tells you to do something is critical. When Satan brings you a nightmare, do not react. Satan is looking for a reaction. If you wake up and snub him, don't tell anyone about it because you're not giving energy to Satan. When you give him no energy, Satan dissipates. This is how you win a nightmare. There is wisdom in everything. Are you teachable? Be easily leadable and guidable. Do everything he says. If you are not teachable, it's pride. The humble are easily taught by their pastor. They are easily teachable. A humble Christian is teachable. They are easily taught and trained. You must be teachable in this kingdom if you want to reach destiny. Make the most of the opportunity. When you think you know more than the pastor, this is pride and devalues the teaching process. Humble are teachable. You have come here to be taught to walk with God in a strong manner. Some Christians cannot be taught. If you don't have teaching ability, you will make the process unnecessarily challenging. Without being coachable, you will have to work through more stumbling blocks than necessary. The prideful cannot be taught. They make the teaching with process hard. We have fathers in the kingdom. Don't misplace your fathers in the Lord. Let them teach you. Become teachable. The meek, he will teach his way. If you do not have the ability to be teachable, you will not reach destiny. Is your spirit teachable? You cannot wish your destiny into manifestation without wisdom. You have to be ready to be taught and trained. Let me teach you the dear Lord. Let me teach you the fear of the Lord. In all areas of life, you have to be teachable to be successful in life, but in Christianity, it's so important. Pride blocks you from teachability. Pride gives you a fallacy mindset such that you think you know, but you don't. There are crowns waiting for you in the spiritual realm. You won't be crowned without teachability power. There are crowns waiting for you. Big, big crowns. Become highly teachable. I got here by teachability and nothing else. In the kingdom of God, you get taught by coming to the house of God. Understanding is the house of God. More obedience means sooner your destiny will manifest, means sooner prosperity will show up in your bank account. Christianity is a course with graduation mandates. No teachability, no graduation. Look at Christianity as a course. It's not a lecture hall. I'm not here to tell you stories. I'm here to train you in the course of Christianity. Everything I teach, God is looking for check marks. God's check mark list is huge. Therefore, you need a course mindset. Humble people are givers with a giving nature. Humble people like to live because it makes them happy. The power to give. It makes humility to give to God. A prideful Christian grudges giving to God. God loves a cheerful giver. Pride gets you a hoarding mindset. Giving is an important part of Christianity. God gives you takes givers seriously. Meekness enables your pride to deactivate inside of you. Give and it shall be given. The same measure you give, it shall be given back to you. The Babylonian system is a system outside of Christianity. Christian system is divine. Babylon is demonic. The meek give freely. The pride give enough with grudges. Humility is the backbone of giving to God. Humble are guided by the Holy Spirit, teachable and givable and their brethren. When you give to God and his children, he always gives back to you. People who don't give can't reach fulfillment. It is better to give than to receive. The giver receives more than he gives. Scrooge doesn't work in this kingdom. We are givers. What we do in secret, he will reward you in public. Never think God doesn't give back when you give. When you give, a window of heaven, which is a vibrational escrow, God opens up for you. God gives back to you sevenfold, and it shall be given. Meekness empowers you to give. Pride will make you a Scrooge mentality. Hoarding and stinginess is foolishness. Giving is wise. The nature of a child of God is giving. Humility is the backbone of everything given to but you by God. Meekness allows continually giving, not sporadic giving. Sporadic giving doesn't do much in the kingdom. He rewards you when you give him freely and naturally, consistently, and prosperity replenishes you. Forgiveness power. A humble Christian has forgiveness power and does not hold on to grudges. Ask for forgiveness. High five and quick forgiveness. The humble are quick to give fast. Meekness gives you fast forgiveness for you, for your siblings. If you don't forgive their trespasses, God will not forgive you. Pride will hold grudges over minute issues for a decade. Be happy for others, blessing and exaltation. Make sure there's happiness in your heart for your brother and sister. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. The person who forgives is free. The person who doesn't forgive is spiritually in chains, because you carrying malice and hate, which are spiritual poisons. Resentment, malice to prideful people, it makes them feel godly, but they're unaware it's spiritual sickness. Agree with your adversary quickly. Don't let the sun go down in your wrath. Depression and addiction are closely connected. A meek Christian is not easily offended. A prideful person is hyper easily offended over minute things that do not matter. Minute things that do not matter. A meek Christian lets the small stuff slide. Leaving church early is a sin. Be kind unto one another. Meekness is the backbone of forgiveness. Pride, it's not good to carry resentment in your heart. The reality is you will have a lot of disputes in life and in church. Be quick to forgive and get it over. Squash the beef and move on. Forgiveness is empowered by meekness. Continual disputes and arguments is a prideful person. Agree with your disputes, your adversary, and move on. Forgiveness will give you liberty. When you hold resentment, you are the one who is chained. Forgiveness sets you free. Correctability. A meek Christian accepts the corrections and applies them. A real church has corrections. Some Christians aren't ready for corrections. It takes a postured heart to apply corrections. God's nature is to correct his children. A meek correction sees corrections as one step closer to God. You need correctability power. There are corrections in Christianity. The corrections are eternal. You have to be ready for the Holy Ghost. It takes meekness to receive correction. You postpone your blessings by not receiving corrections. He that justifies his sin is evil before God. To be great, you must go through corrections. The corrections of God is the love of God. God is making you a better person and a holy person. Let God correct you. It's a beautiful and holy correction from God, and you are being exalted. And I am the example of the millennials for going through the rod of correction. I am the person to learn from. I am the blade of grass, the Jesse tree who has completed the rod of correction through a lifetime of applying God's corrections, knowingly or unknowingly. And you cannot skip the labor that I've put in. The labor is worthy of its reward. Corrections makes my destiny. Give me the grace to be correction. Give me the power to be corrected. Be careful of your homes. Some things carry spirits. Once a year, do a home sweep. When the Holy Ghost comes to you, be grateful and apply the correction to transformation. Corrections are the love of God upon their children. Hardcore corrections bring me to destiny. The corrections are for a purpose. God knows the future and will send your father or you warnings, and it's your job to follow the guidance. The final flag of humility is the thankfulness of God. Prideful people will say whatever. Thank God and bye. The prideful devalues the act of God while the meek value the acts of God. A humble person will give praise and thanks continuously unto God. The nature of a meek Christian is humbleness. Enter his gates into thanksgiving. The meek never forget. The prideful devalue the acts of God. To be passionate for Christ is a virtue. God is looking for passionate souls for him to enter into and exalt. That'll end the teaching here. 13 minutes.